Just one quick halacha regarding Sefirat HaOmer. Of course, we're aware that starting from the second night of Pesach, we begin another mitzvah called Sefirat HaOmer, which we count every night with a beracha for 49 nights until we reach the holiday of Shavuot. Of course, we're also familiar with the halakha that says that if one misses a complete night and the following day does not recover by making it without a beracha, for example, if it was the third day, on the third night you would make the beracha and say, Ayom Shelosha Yamim LaOmer. Of course, if he did not make the beracha that night, on the following day he has the whole day to say, Ayom Shelosha Yamim LaOmer. So long as he says that, he can count the following night, which would be the fourth night, with a beracha. If he misses a complete night and day period, then already the halakha says he continues to count the rest of the omer beli beracha, without a beracha. So our question today is the following. Let's say a person knows that he's not going to be able to count the entire Sefirat HaOmer. For example, God forbid, there's scheduled an operation, and he knows that he's going to be in the hospital, and he's going to be, under anesthesia during the night, and the day he's going to be out of it. So he knows somewhere during the Omer, it's going to be impossible for him to make the whole Sefirah with a Beracha. Can he start with a Beracha, knowing that he's not going to be able to do the rest of it with a Beracha? And why is this a question? Because the Mishnah Berurah writes by ladies. The Ashkenazim, the ladies do make a beracha on Sefirat HaOmer. Sephardiot ladies do not make a beracha on Sefirat HaOmer. So it's not really a question for us, but by the Ashkenazim that do make a beracha, the ladies, he says that even though they technically should make a beracha on Sefirat HaOmer, they don't. Why? Because since ladies are prone to forget, because they're busy with the children, etc. So therefore they shouldn't start knowing that they're going to forget. But Rav Eliashiv writes that that sevarah is only said by the ladies who in essence are really not hayavot in Sefirat HaOmer to start off with. So therefore we're lenient with them that since they might forget, we don't have to make them obligated from the beginning. But men that are obligated from the law, even if you know you're not going to make it to the end, you must start Sefirat HaOmer with a beracha. So there's a difference between men and ladies. Ladies do not make a beracha. Men do under all circumstances, even if they know they cannot finish the Sefirat HaOmer with a beracha.